Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking a few of your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into how the globalists have set it up to transfer all of our industry and jobs overseas, and how they've enriched themselves, but more importantly, centralized power. And by knowing that the destruction of Western economies is designed, that's so important because that means we can fix it. And politically understanding this and exposing it is the way to go. So that's coming up in the next segment, and we'll continue with calls like with people like Joe listening on WAIS 770 AM, and Shane and Leaf and Corbin and others. But Mark in Ohio, I want to start over because I always get excited and try to interject. Don't do it on purpose. It's like a tick. Let's get your take on, you heard the show. You didn't believe me about smart meters, even though I was showing news articles and sourcing them, that it's designed by MIT, Pentagon, deployed worldwide, total control grid, track everything you do, part of the smart dust, RFID control system. Start over how you didn't believe me, what specifically, how you went and checked, what happened. Go ahead.
Okay, I just like you said, I didn't quite believe. I believe a lot of things you say, but this one I was like, okay, that's a little over the top. So I went ahead and there's a way you can find out online how to block it. It doesn't. Everybody's got the products in their house they can use. I blocked the signal after about an hour or so. Everything that would have had a smart meter, my printer, my phone, my TVs, even the TVs not hooked up, the cable, everything just went out. Systematically. Then it was almost like they were trying to reboot stuff and get things to start working again. The weirdest part is I have a CB radio in my house. I started hearing, I brought my CB radio because I know it's an RF channel. I actually was talking through my CB and I could hear it through my TV and other appliances, which was just the creepiest thing ever.
Oh yeah, all the new TVs have microphones and most of them cameras. And See, if I wanted to blow everybody away, I would get together, do a survey, find volunteers that have smart meters. They're doing a big test in Central Austin, Central East Austin, where it's admitted they've got microphones up around town. It's admitted they're listening over your TVs. I think I've told the crew we need to do investigative reports on this, but we're just so busy trying to do everything else. But because people need to see it. It's not enough when I go, here's the CIA director admitting they're listening to you via your washing machine. It's not enough to show that. It's not enough to show, you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer where the Philadelphia schools are watching the kids at home over the government-issued laptops. It's not enough to show Sacramento police doing it. In California, people need to see this. So, sir, do it all again, videotape it, put it up on YouTube. And if you're not good at that, get your neighbor to help you, okay? There's no excuses. I can't do it all. I'm telling the alternative media that are half of them so jealous of us they could spit. I'm giving you the idea. You go do it. We'll post your video. I just want to beat the tyranny. People are all, you should do this, you should do that. I can't do anymore. I've got the big ideas. And people don't carry them out because there's just so much going on. But yes, we need to go show this. Everybody, listen, just like when your cell phone is sitting next to your computer and every minute and a half or so, depending on how it's set, you hear a bzz, 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 bzz. That is the cell phone microwave transmitting to give your location and your search history and also encoded algorithmic copies of all your photos. Oh, you didn't know that. Ooh, NSA just got real upset about that. In case you've taken any photos, they've got compression systems that are unbelievable. They're sending your photos out as well. This is a demon police officer of the New World Order to track everything you're doing. Okay? And so, okay, to quote South Park, okay. So there it is right there. Just be aware of what it is. It's there to give you cancer. It's there to microwave you. It's there to track everything you do. It's there to save everything you do. It's there to control you. And DARPA admits they can also send out wavelengths to condition brainwaves with these. So this is your little, what are the things in Doctor Who that kill you? Exterminate. The Daleks. It's your personal Dalek.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, February 11, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. It's going to be open phones coming up at the bottom of the hour into the third hour today. We have an investigative journalist joining us to talk about staged mass shootings versus real mass shootings and get filmmaker on the show, Holland Vanden Nieuwenhoff, to give us his expert take on all of this, filmmaker of A Noble Lie, that conclusively proves Oklahoma City was a staged event to blame American libertarians and conservatives in 1995, and is the blueprint of Fast and Furious staged to blame the Second Amendment. And we can expect more of those in the future. So we're going to be looking at the latest on the alleged cop killer who's now reportedly calling up and taunting people and how he's being praised by the so-called left and the anti-gun people as a hero beyond bizarre. I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour before we go to all the people that are patiently holding, like Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS 770 AM. We'll go to him first when we do go to calls. Okay, that said, one of the most important articles we put out in recent times is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our news websites. Why the banking elite want riots in America. Civil War II, the economic imperative for mass social unrest. And that ties in to, of course, people calling for civil war and the killing of police en masse on the so-called left and the praising of their hero, Chris Dorner. Whether this is a real story or not, it has a lot of telltale signs that it is real, but they won't let a good crisis go to waste. You better believe that. But again, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, we're also streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also get you there. And so I want to show viewers some numbers and a basic equation here. But as I break down the fact that America and the West are being deindustrialized and economically imploded by design. And this is what Agenda 21 is all about. And knowing this can turn everything around. If we can ever have a real debate with the ruling political class and the minions they're buying and selling, then it can be game over for them. But let's explain something. Throughout history, and this is covered in the book that we sell, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, that was out of print for a long time, by Gary Allen, who had was working with people like Larry McDonald in Congress, and others to expose this, that a tiny, tiny elite, not 2%, but much smaller than that, is anti-free market, and that everywhere they get in control throughout history, it's the same oligarchical system of crony capitalism, crony insider monopolyism. Every time they get in control, the middle class disappears, a giant underclass is formed, and a tiny elite then segregates themselves into protected areas, walled cities within the city, controlling the general population. And this is the real political paradigm. In fact, if you're watching on TV, I want to show people an article here out of the London Guardian. It says, shocking figures reveal the growth in UK's wealth gap. The middle class is disappearing. The poor are surging in numbers, but a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction, they say 1%. I actually went and did the math on there. It's less than 0.1%, has seen a ultra-massive increase in their wealth. There's been a 18 to 19% drop in the poor, in what they've been making, and a huge increase, depending on how you break the numbers down, in the so-called rich. And then the Organization for Economic Cooperative Development, that's what did the Marshall Plan, that's the banking receivership arm of the UN, that's the real global government. At the heart of it is the OECD, key organization, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. They're on all the big global government treaties, you name it. They then criticize themselves and their own policies, offering socialism as the solution to no jobs, no economy, no system, where they've used regulations and bureaucracy to wreck everything. So there's just one example. Now let me, the ultra, not even 0.1%, it's way past that. They want to blame the 2%. The local person that makes $500,000 a year, that's got boats, that's got cars, that comes to your restaurant, that buys clothes, that goes to the golf course, that actually has a business, runs things, has a bunch of employees, and then goes out and spends that money and flies to Cancun and flies to New York to see a play. That's who you want. You want more of those upper middle class or new rich, nouveau riche, as the French call them. In every economy, that's who you want, because they have a tendency to grow and grow and grow and then lift up the poorest people start living like the last generation's rich. Now, the globalists say this is bad for the earth. Let's not go shopping. And, of course, there's extremes in that. The wealth does eat up resources. The wealth does cause decadence to where people get so wealthy, even the poor, they don't care anymore because they've got their cheeseburgers. So there's an equation there where this type of wealth does create a lot of slob behavior and spoiled rotten kids. And so the elite sit there and they argue, hey, you got a bunch of people that are animals. We're soft killing them. It's come out. They don't care. Let's just go ahead and wipe them all out, and we'll enjoy the life extension, and you know, we'll end war and set up a global government. The difference is the globalists throughout this entire program They're the ones putting out the GMO and the cross species and the super mutated insect viruses in the food and the zoological disorders cross species and the fish infusion and the antimatter reactors and the black mana Sabo armed drones and the particle beam laser blimp installations and all of this stuff that is statistically, I've studied it, absolutely, totally dangerous. And these people are not in control of it. But they're in a race with a few other elites. They don't want the Arabs to get the technology. They've got a double deal with the communist Chinese I'm going to get to in a moment. But they're absolutely in an arms race with themselves. And they're in control of most of the world, but they're not in control with their own internal power structures. And the less than 20 families, 1,000 members of that, 6,000 servants, superclass, that aids them, according to the Kissinger Group, prospectus breakdown. Because they have to understand themselves. They publish books. They publish periodicals discussing themselves. Tragedy and Hope, Superclass, Brzezinski's new book. I mean, there's a bunch of them. And it's just all openly discussed there. How they're going to kill us and how they're going to take over. And, I mean, you read stuff by Brzezinski written in the 70s. It's all come true. They're about 6-7 years behind, maybe a decade. But if you back it up, and they admit they're behind, and by the way, this is when they're talking to the CFR. They think you're so dumb. He goes on the CFR on television and admits all this, just leaving tiny membranes of plausible deniability in there where he talks about maybe this isn't a good idea, maybe it is, but this is where it's going. Again, they tell you, Bill Joy tells you in the April issue 2000 of Wired Magazine, why the future doesn't need us. Again, I'm telling you, again, I don't deserve this, and you don't deserve this. I have had the establishment reach out to me over the years, and it's always off record. As a journalist, I can't talk about it, or no one will ever reach out to me again. Intermediaries, presidents, vice presidents, billionaires, you name it, well-known people, to like, Alex, I know it's bad, but you know the elite are bad? Look how ugly the public is politically and how they tear you apart. They hate you. You're never going to help them. You might as well join the establishment and try to work from within. How would you like a show on national TV? How would you like book deals every, 6 months? How would you like to be, the next Rush Limbaugh? I mean, this is how the system works. This is how the system operates. People that have sold out to the system, they've heard this speech before. Oh, globalism's to raise the third world and to empower them and sure to lower our standard, but we want to lift them up. Then you get the actual inside IMF World Bank prospectus on how they were going to implement the treaty, because governments won't sign on to these, even if they know it's a con job for the public, unless they know the inside deal of what this treaty implementation means. Take the Copenhagen Treaty from 3 years ago at the UN Summit for Global Carbon Taxes. And the third world leaders got it and said, we're right at 195% or almost double the taxes of the West. You were supposed to destroy the West and give us the money, not raise taxes and deindustrialize the West, and then you were going to industrialize us. And that's the public sale of Agenda 21, which is the global zoning rules of eugenics and the post-industrial economy, which on its surface you can say, hey, we shouldn't be so wasteful. We shouldn't be so slovenly. We shouldn't just buy things in some malfunctioning hunter-gatherer mechanism, off the home shopping network and pile your garage up full of junk you never open and crap you don't need. You see, they've got a good sales, but on the level. But this isn't a real debate about nations working together to have real goals and not be so slovenly and honoring men and women in our roles and building society. No, at its heart, it sells the mighty. It sells the virtuous. It sells the good on corruption and evil, but in the name of helping humanity and saving the earth. So that's my real indictment, is that this is a very ugly thing. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to go over the statistics, but let's start doing this now. There's 7.5 billion people, roughly. Now, Rothkopf and the Kissinger Group, who I've interviewed on air, you can look it up 5 years ago, they came on. And I said, why are you here? He goes, well, I'd like to talk to you openly and, maybe talk some sense into you. Would you like to talk sometime off air? By the way, John Harmon was running the show that day. He was a witness to this. During the breaks, I'm talking to Rothkopf, and I didn't agree, didn't be nice with him on air, and he said, that's it, I'm never talking to you again. People say, well, get Rothkopf on again. Did you see, most journalists get to talk to people like that, or Lord Rothschild, or whoever we got on, the heir to the Rothschild, and you're supposed to just They come on to see if you'll kiss their butt. The minute I kiss their butt, I'd be on a jet airplane paid for by them to London. By the way, I've been offered before by some of the most powerful people in the world to be flown to London. I'm not bragging. I'm saying, folks, the New World Order is real. I'm going to come back and tell you about all this when we get back. Stay with us.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right. Get up. Now, again, this is the most important information I could cover, so I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're listening. We've got a part one of this report today up at InfoWars.com. Tomorrow, part two is coming out. Why the banking elite want riots in America, Civil War II, the economic imperative for mass social unrest, where their own documents linked in this article linked in this article how they plan to make you poor and then cause riots and cause civil wars. They've done this all over the world to bring in even more control. But I'm telling you how the trick works. See, when you're a little kid and the magician's up there and it looks like, you know, he really cut the lady in half or he really pulled a rabbit out of a hat. But once you learn the trick, you see it and you know it. And I'm here to teach you the trick, folks. I'm here to teach you what I've learned studying these people and studying history. And it's not hard. It's not like I'm guessing the trick. They all write manuals, white papers, government documents, public reports like you don't exist. Because they know you want to go watch the football game or go to the topless bar or do whatever it is you do or, you know, go to church and hear some preacher worship the government instead of Christ. And they know you're not focused on this information. Now, I know our audience is, but I'm talking to all of the, I don't know, tens of thousands of new listeners a day. We're getting like 2-3 new affiliates a week. I want you to understand global government is a global crime monopoly of Ponzi scheme operators that have taken almost the entire world over through fraud. And they want to attack the 2%. That's all that's left of what they call the rich. And somebody making $250,000 a year, the husband and wife, that is not rich with a devalued dollar. Okay? Now, when you've got, when your granddaddy's got, you know, airports named after him, and you've got, you know, you're on the board of 100 companies, and your wealth is tax exempt, then you're wealthy. That Forbes list is nothing, ladies and gentlemen. There are families leveraging, it's been estimated. The Russian press estimated when they arrested a bunch of oligarchs, the Rothschilds have leveraged, this is a decade ago, $300 trillion. $300 trillion. And they don't spend that. They use it as a political weapon. Now, let's go over the math here. Look at this. 7.5 billion people on Earth, roughly. 1,000, it's really less than that, members of the less than 20 families, okay? And it's only in those families a few people controlling the wealth. 6,000 super gophers serving them. This is all out of the Kissinger group. Okay? Now, let's do the math of that. 1,000 people out of 7.5 billion. We're not talking about the 2% out of 100. So you've got 98 as the enemy of the 2%, and if they just didn't have that wealth, it's this 2% that comes to the golf course, the 2% that buys plane tickets, the 2% that comes to the opera. It's the bottom 99.99999% of that 2% that makes the world go round. Okay, they make the world go round. And the rest of the 20 or 30% below them. Okay, now historically, this tiny 1,000 out of 7.5 billion, they use feudalism to have managed economies so no one can challenge them. They want monopolies. Now, what is 1,000 people out of 7.5 billion is 0.00000001333333. So it's the 0.00000001333333 that we're talking about. And by the way, there are actually some people in that top little percentage that actually made their money off real things. So that's even discriminatory. But the majority of that wealth of the 1,000 superclass has been stolen or gotten through combines. Okay? And these guys are the ones, every case, pushing globalism, pushing the 1.5 quadrille. How many zeros is that? 1.5. How many zeros are in a quadrille? I know it goes quite a while. 93% on average of that globally, this is even the Washington Post, is derivatives that they created that are not ours. Our national debt, 16, well, it's about to be 17 trill. 17 trill compared to 1.5 quadrille. They're telling us, too big to fail, we've signed on to this. We've signed on to the 1.5 quadrille. And then the media is sitting there knowing people don't pay attention to numbers. They're telling us that we owe all this and we're deadbeat slouches because of the $17 trillion. And it's true, the debt's gone up 200-something% since Obama got in. They're trying to get us into some real debt. A quadrillion has 15 zeros? Or more than 50. Yeah. Is it 24? I can't even keep track of this anymore. All right, we're going to come back and get into the meat of this, and then I promise your phone calls, be patient. But now I've covered the background on this, I want to explain the fact of why the economy will never come back unless we arrest the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength, but you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, undoubtedly, in the worldwide awakening to the technocratic, eugenics-based world government monopoly tyranny. I am 110% committed. come life, death, hell, or high water to defense of humanity, not because I'm a hero, but because I have life force. The globalists have not turned off my life force. They've not turned me to turn me over to their system of evil. They've not turned me against my own survival instinct. They've not taught me to hate humanity, as ugly as they've tried to make us, as much evil as they poured into us. I love God, and I love justice, and I hate the New World Order. Thank you for joining us. All right, let me finish up with this incredibly important information, then I'll go to your phone calls. And then in the third hour, we're going to cover the reported cop shooter and all that's happening and the push for a civil war in this country with an investigative journalist, Holland Vanden Neuenhoff, who agrees with my analysis and has a lot of cogent points to add. You've heard him co-host the transmission before. Now, before we go any further here, let me just recap that the ultra-rich are monopoly men, and they are, out of the 7.5 billion people, they are 0.00000133333333%. And they've signed us on to their 1.5 quadrillion. That's actually a three-year-old number. It's closer to two quadrillion or 2,000 trillion. And that's got 24 zeros. A quadrillion does, 24 zeros on it. So we're talking about quite a bit of money, which is hundreds of times more than all the real assets in the world as they're currently valued. But the globalists have signed us on to too big to fail, and then they take $25 billion a month and pump it directly into that, not to prop it up. They've already written that off, to destroy wealth, raising payroll taxes on people making $22,000 a year. I apologize. It's in CNBC today. I thought it was $30,000 and up. You got a payroll increase. I'm sorry. $22,000 a year. That is poverty by any mark in most areas of the country. I guess there's a few areas where stuff's so cheap you could live like that. And you count the property taxes and the rest of it. I mean, this is total enslavement and so cold-blooded. But that's because we have the most cold-blooded elite ever who sees cold-bloodedness as a virtue. Now, let's go over some of the articles here for people watching on TV. Radio listeners, these are all up at InfoWars.com. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation. I'm just going to read these headlines and then go back into them. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods, not in fake fiat GDP. Feds holdings of Feds, again, Feds, a lie. The Federal Reserve's not Fed. Feds holdings of U.S. government debt hit record $1.696691 trillion, up 257% under Obama. People are like, wow, they're going to bankrupt us. They don't seem to care. We're going over a cliff. They've run it over the cliff in Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, Nigeria, South Africa, England, Germany. They've done this everywhere over and over again. It's the OECD. It's the New World Order. It's their plan. We have an article by Paul Watson and I up at InfoWars.com, Why the Banking Elite Want Riots in America, Civil War II, The Economic Imperative for Mass Social Unrest, their own admissions of how they've engineered it. It's red-linked. Go get it. People are like, well, it's depressing. What's the point? Knowing this is coffin nails to the enemy. If you won't get up and fight back when their whole program's public, then we have no hope. Now, let's continue with these headlines. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in GDP. Private Federal Reserve holds 1.696 plus trillion. 16, it just goes on and on. The Chinese buying, I don't know, was they got like 2 trillion or something? The Fed's bailout of Europe continues with record $237 billion injected into foreign banks in past month. Zero hedge from the Wall Street Journal. Did you hear that? $237 billion into foreign banks in just the last month, on top of $85 billion a month injected into the private Federal Reserve banks that are also the European banks. So add that in. And again, it's all just fiat. They're just injecting it to get you into debt because it's not real. Only the debt on you is real, enforced by all the officers wearing Darth Vader outfits. You notice there's checkpoints and Darth Vader outfits and you're going to stick their hands down your pants. It's all about line up, slaves. It's all about you're occupied now. It's all about, you understand that? They're going to bring you down, just like they're doing in Latin America every 10 years. They did it in 2000. They're doing it again right now. They did it in 2001, 2002. They're devaluing their currencies again. They're doing it. They do it to destroy wealth. Only the globalists who are prepositioned come out on top. It goes on. This is it. China surpasses U.S. number one global trading partner. Okay, so that's some of the economic news. 40 ways that China is beating America. Key article by Michael Snyder of American Dream up at Infowars.com. I want to cover some of that. How Obama is wielding executive power in second term. Again, the office is becoming a dictatorship, not the puppet who sits in it. The bureaucracy through it is becoming a dictatorship. The UN over the military, executive orders where Congress can't see what the president's doing. That is a dictatorial action. How Obama is wielding executive power in second term. AP whitewashing that it's okay, saying he could use executive power to take the guns. Remember that? Obama to propose spending to boost jobs and State of the Union. More spending, more debt, not to actually get the economy going, which is bad enough because it causes inflation, but to give it only to select interest. Continuing, speech lays out next goals of saving the middle class. Venezuela sharply devaluates currency. Again, this is how they do it over and over again. Could Venezuela's mass panic buy soon be coming to America? As the devaluation accelerates, Britain's super rich just keep getting richer. Again, middle class disappears, the ultra rich get even richer. Then they sick the dumbed down poor people on anybody that even drives a nice car as if they're them driving a nice car hurt. The people with nice cars come to your business, dummy. Okay, let's continue. Why the banking elite want riots in America? Now, this is the big key article, and I'm going to get to that in a moment, but I want to break this down first. U.S. citizens brace for austerity impact. CNBC, they say the way to get the economy going is higher taxes, higher regulations, fines, fees, new state taxes, higher income taxes, people making $22,000 a year, massive tax increases. And Obama and his masters are laughing at you. The same global interest funded Romney and Obama. That's why the outcome is no different. But they went with Obama because everybody will just sit down who sees themselves on the left and accept torture, war, secret arrests because their guy's in there. I mean, literally, they want you dead. They're eugenicists who've got a black guy, part black up there, so he must be nice. I mean, it is, again, it's all about surface. It's all about camouflage. You understand? They use military systems on you. And you don't want to admit you've been conned. I've had people I knew personally go, you're wrong. I'm getting $1 million from Prince Wabubi in Nigeria. And I go, listen, that's been out for a decade. That is a fake thing. Don't send them $5,000 for him to wire you $1 million. And they go, my ship has come in. You're wrong. And you know what? Those people are mad at me. It's happened to two people I know, one talk show host and another. They're mad at me later and don't ever want to talk to me again when I'm proven right. Listen, there is no Prince Wabubi. Okay? Obama doesn't care about you either. It's like a Nigerian chain letter. Folks, it isn't real. Now, I know I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm informed, I'm involved, and I'm telling you, look out. They want you gullible. Anybody that says, watch out, be careful, check into things, that's a bad man, a conspiracy theorist. But anybody that says, trust the government, go out and party, have a good time, get into debt, ha ha ha, that's the good guy. Come on, folks, get out of the trance. I mean, I've repeatedly had people I knew go, man, I got this deal where he can get this money out of the bank. That's how gambling works, all these con games. And it's just any society in decline is obsessed with gambling and get-rich-quick schemes and all this stuff. And, folks, it isn't real. It isn't real, okay? The New World Order is a consolidation takeover program. They've paid. Our government put Mao Zedong in 1949. That's now been declassified. John Birch Society said it when they were founded in the late 50s. That's why they founded it, was because they found out, people in the military found out our government had actually put Mao in. Now declassified, I don't know, like 15 years ago. You look it up. They put him in. He kills between 64 and 80-something million. The numbers are debated. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm already digressing. I promised to go to him, Joe and others. It's listen to me. Not our government, the globalists put them in power. Then Nixon was sent to open things up. Okay, America's ready. In the early 70s now, U.S. Ambassador George Herbert Walker Bush, China implements one-child policy, forced abortions, they have slave labor, They begin leveraging out all the competition. Only select Westerners connected to the Kissinger Group, only a few hundred firms are allowed to operate in China and have the very best deals. Or if you're a subsidiary, you've got to go through them. Okay? So it's a suicide nets, Apple, all of it. You know, very liberal. Well, it's liberal, so suicide nets. It's, you know, forced abortions, it's liberal. Secret arrests and torture, it's liberal. It's Al Gore. It's okay if he, you know, set the policy for the suicide nets, you know. I mean, he's liberal. I mean, you know, he talks like a Nelly, so it must be all right. You know, he acts non-threatening. He'll slit your throat in 2 seconds. They're demons, okay? Okay, we're in danger, folks. Anyways, continuing. I mean, secret arrest, torture, the control grids, the 10 FEMA regions, the 10 FEMA governors, the 10 FEMA regional governors over the rural council. I mean, it's happening. We're going into receivership. They want to start a civil war in the middle of this to demonize opposition that knows what's going on. They got shows everywhere demonizing anybody that talks about this because it's a takeover. And you can't do the delusional thing where you watch the sitcom where the terrorist is a gun owner and you watch the drama where the terrorist is a gun owner and loves the Founding Fathers and feel like you're a winner when you watch your neighbor drug away because they're a patriot in the future. You're not part of the winning team. Your water, your food's having chemical and bioweapons put in it. They're killing you. Troops, they're killing you with experimental vaccines. Your cancer rates and suicide rates are off the chart. Foster kids, almost 70% are on psychotropic drugs, just like the troops. Anybody the globalists control will show you where they're going. They want full control over everybody. So the economy will never turn around. None of this will ever get fixed. None of this will stop until you realize that it is a master scientific plan written up by inbred royalty, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and others of social Darwinism. That it's their right to be totally cold-blooded and wipe everybody out for the new age to begin, their new age, where they will become godmen. Now, I don't know if that's really going to happen or not. They believe it. The media always watches Endgame and says, Jones says they're going to live forever. I didn't say that. I quote them, bibliographed, what book, what statement, what UN document, where they say it. This is an emergency red level alert warning you. You know about all the secret testing, all of it. Continuing. They made insider deals with China. And I was reading communist Chinese generals are worth billions because they own and control the licenses to get the factories where slaves are literally marched in, or you can just starve to death. And they're taking the rural people's property, making them go into the big compact cities, just like they've done in southern Mexico under the UN to force them up to Mexico City. It is a exploiting the third world to build slave widgets where idiot Westerners buy it to be deindustrialized and enslave themselves while the police state grid is put in place. So when they collapse it all, they can then everyone beg for the fewer resources from the system with hat in hand to accept higher levels of social engineering into the next phase. And once all that's put in place, then they start having the controlled bioweapons releases and wiping out large swaths of the population. Everything you've seen up to this point is just testing and conditioning, getting the public ready for it. So that's why they have now announced China is the biggest owner of U.S. debt, that China now has a bigger actual trade, not just fake fiat GDP. We've been maneuvered into this. Maneuvered into higher taxes, higher regulations, carbon taxes that China's exempt from. This is economic warfare. That isn't rhetoric. This is economic warfare against our republic to bring this system in. And it's the same system from Australia to Germany to Canada to the United States, from Wales to Scotland, from Ireland proper to... you name it. It's the same global standardized system on record designed to break up the family, dumb down the children, drug the population, just getting you used to it. They're now rolling out vaccines that you'll never be depressed again, that literally attack your cerebral cortex, injectable selective lobotomies. I mean, you're in a science fiction movie. You're in a science fiction movie, and the only reason I'm still alive is because they underestimated us, and there are a lot of good people in the system now, and this thing is compartmentalized where they don't want to mess with the research project. They want to roll it out and see what happens, and it's a weird rule that they have under social Darwinism that if we wake up to this and say no and fight them and reverse it, they're not going to do it. It's a weird metaphysical rule that we've got to invite them in. We've got to give into this. It's the free will issue. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're already walking dead, many of you. You've already been eating and drinking and been given shots of things that even if you try to eat the best vitamins and minerals and exercise, you're not going to be, I mean, the actuaries are off the chart. The cancer rates, the death rates, the longevity is lowering everywhere. I mean, we're in trouble. And it's going to get worse and crazier and weirder and stranger, and we're never going to come out of it. And here's the key. They're selling a self-fulfilling prophecy. The video's up on Infowars.com. World Banker makes stunning confession where Wolfensohn is going to all the big universities. There's a bunch of these speeches and admitting, oh, the West is about to be all poor and all the power is going to China and India. Well, not the power, but to the elites over there because they're part of the globalist program to leverage out the wealth. We don't have to become poor for them to succeed. Globalism isn't meant to raise everybody up. It's meant to lower everyone. That's the great lie of globalism. And things are only going to get worse until we realize this and say no to it. We're going to go to break and come right back with Joe and everybody else for two segments that our guest is joining us, and then we'll continue taking phone calls. But this is a nightmare where you're seen as dumb animals who aren't even conscious, who don't even have rights, who are slated for an orderly extermination. This whole thing is a giant technocratic laboratory in their own words. You understand, this is not my opinion. This is the nightmare vision of the technocratic New World Order. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I just want to be clear. They sell globalism, NAFTA, GATT, open borders. All of this is what will fix the economy. But you notice it always gets worse. They tell you they're not going to raise taxes on people making less than a quarter million. They raise it on people making $22,000 a year. That's CNBC today. And I hear this everywhere I go. People are freaking out. Folks, the insurance companies wrote this legislation to make poor people buy insurance and to get rid and phase out Medicare and Medicaid. But they're going to sit there and go, right-wingers don't want you to have this. You notice it got passed. It's just so horrible what they've got planned. They're not nice socialists that want to give you a free teddy bear. Nobody rides for free, folks. Freedom and small government creates wealth. Big government creates hell on earth. And this big government is eugenics-based. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 11 memberships for $5.95 to see the video of the Daily Radio Show and the Nightly News and all my films. And that support helps our broadcast as well, but that's not even the issue. 11 people with the same username and passcode can sign on. That's less than 59 cents a month per person. Go to InfoWarsNews.com and become a member today and get your friends and family watching. Wake somebody up today. Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS 770 AM. Thanks for holding, Joe. You heard that big breakdown of China surpassing us. Yeah, it's a economic warfare with the globalists, bringing America down, raising our taxes and regulations, and then moving all our businesses to China, totally conscious. We can turn this around if we understand it's by design. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Jones, I agree with what you're saying. It's been proven many times to me and to quite a few people over the years. And what I would like to do is thank you for what you're doing. I know it's difficult. At times, you seem like you're going six different ways at once. I can understand that. I mean, you've got a lot on your shoulders. And back when I started listening, really listening to the program about 8 years ago, I had time to. And it's just proven to me and some of the folks I listen with that, there's some things going on in this world that need to be taken care of. And
well, my problem is I get angry at Obama grandstanding about how much he loves poor people and engaged in class warfare when he represents the robber barons, eugenicists, who are doing forced abortions now in Africa that the federal government just funded 3 years ago. And then I get to see Jamie Foxx saying racist things all day while they're killing black kids. And it's so over the top. And Obama has got, quote, poor people thinking he really wants to help them when he raised their taxes. And then I know they're moving all our jobs to China, not even to help the Chinese, but to even lower their standard of living, and we're totally being enslaved. I mean, this is a fact. We're being absolutely economically attacked. What do we do about this? I say we get angry, we get the word out.
Definitely. And again, that's what I want to reiterate is as long as I've been listening, and I thought years ago, especially after 9/11, that was something that kind of woke a lot of people up. There's still a lot of people that need to be woke up about it, but the day that happened and the stuff that went on after, as far as the media, it wasn't right. It wasn't right. And
regardless, 9/11 has been used to set up a police state, now admittedly aimed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Undoubtedly, I was right. It happened. And yes, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. It's not even so much our government. It's criminal elements within. God bless you. Third hour, more calls, and a special guest coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.